Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I am the host of the show, at least for the time being. And I want to thank our hosts for this whole segments we've been having, the firm of Gray, Gray & Gray. And I have both Rich Hershen and Kelly Barotti with me for this segment. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to be here.
That was stereo. I love that.
That's how we roll.
Yeah, that's how we roll. Now, our next guest is coming to us live from San Francisco, an international entrepreneur, Marcos Carvalho, I think. You want to improve that one for me?
Yes. Thank you, Jeffrey. Carvalho is good. Carvalho.
Okay.
So we don't need to pronounce the H, but thank you.
Okay. That didn't come off my tongue so smooth. But sure, co-founder and CEO of Nest Ready. Do you want to tell us, Marcos, about Nest Ready?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So Nest Ready is a fintech company and a mortgage and real estate. Okay. So our mission is to empower mortgage lenders with white label platforms that enable them to provide an end-to-end home buying experience. Okay. There's a major shift happening in the market right now where real estate companies and mortgage lenders are creating this full experience. And that requires a lot of money investment, a lot of time to build those end-to-end experience. We created platforms that are pretty much plug and play, and any mortgage lender can use to offer this end-to-end home buying experience online.
So you're selling your product to mortgage lenders. So you're a software developer, basically?
Yes. We're selling to any mortgage lender. So I'm talking about national banks, local banks, credit unions, IMBs, which are independent mortgage bankers as well. So mortgage companies, right? And it's a stack of white label products that cover every stage of the buying journey. So everything from searching for homes, discover neighborhoods, connecting with a trusted real estate agent, and then, you know, having this experience online within the lender's digital environment, right? Because there's a huge change in the way people buy homes today. So let me give you a little bit more of context. We are mainly talking about first-time home buyers, millennials. I know it's a buzzword, but there's not a way around. And the fact is that they are looking to experience this major life event in a similar way they experience other industries or other life events, right? And we are talking about, you know, integrated products, so simple one-stop shop platforms. We are talking about trusted digital environment. And we are talking about here of easy to use and reliable data. And we know that home buying is pretty much the most fractured, you know, experience you can have today, right? So based on that, we realized that actually home buyers today are visiting mortgage lenders' website even before they start searching for homes, right? And also many other researchers have shown that they wish they could deal with only one brand, only one trusted brand to support them along this complex process. So that led us to understand, not only us, but major consulting companies that have been doing research around this topic for the past 10 years, like Accenture, Ernst & Young, and many other major players on the market. That led us to understand that actually this environment, the ideal environment, is within the trusted financial institution. Everybody wish they would have the best rate and the best service and feel supported by their primary bank, for example, where they already have their money, where they already have a relationship with. And starting there to understand how much they can afford, how mortgage works, and then going all the way into the transaction and eventually the refinance as well. Does that present well what we do?
Sure does.
So, Marcos, why don't you give us a little bit of your history before you, how you got into all of this?
All right. So, my personal or our companies?
Yours personal.
You're more interested. My personal. Okay, excellent. So I would say I'm the consequence of globalization. So I was raised in between Brazil, France, United States, and Canada. And today I live mainly in between Canada and United States. I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. So when I moved to North America about 11 years ago, I did get a few jobs, but in sales. But then I decided that I needed to be in tech. I knew tech was the future. So this is my third tech company, and my second one in real estate. My business partners and I have launched several companies together, three in real estate. Our CTO, Frederick Towns, for example, also from Boston, is one of the co-founders of Mashable and Playster. Playster is a major company in the real estate industry, creating websites, MLS-powered websites, and CRMs for real estate agents. My other partner and I, Mauro Repatti, have launched the first, you could consider it an online relocation platform, mostly helping people identify their ideal neighborhood, using big data to recommend where people should live, and then based on their personal needs, right? And then matching them with not only the most suitable neighborhoods, but also the most suitable local service providers. So as a consequence, multiple lenders approached us. They realized the applications we had created to increase the buying journey, to empower the buyer with the data they need in a very simple way to choose what properties and what areas what properties to buy and where, what area they should live in. That's what made us look into mortgage about 2 years ago. And look into what was happening in the mortgage industry, what would be the evolution of the home buying journey, such a complex process here again. And we realized that we could empower each mortgage lender with the tools they needed to provide the experience customers wanted, and build this collaborative environment where everyone involved in the buying journey wins. So
just running out of time. I'm just wondering, mm-hmm. if someone wants to find you at Nest Ready, how would they be able to, how would they do that?
So we are a B2B company, right? So we mainly, our platforms live within the digital environment of financial institutions. So if you work with specific financial institutions, you see our technologies within their website. So it's embedded, integrated within their website. So let's say you're looking how much you can afford in a bank's website. You also understand what properties you can buy where, yeah. And then take from there.
Okay. So would they just go in their browser and look for Nest Ready?
Oh, you can find our website. Yes. nestready.co. That will find more about our company there. But the website's mainly targets to present service to financial institutions.
Thank you very much, Marcos. We appreciate you being on Radio Entrepreneurs today, and safe travels back to Boston.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate talking to you.
I want to thank our friends over at Gray Grand Gray for hosting us, and Rich Hershen and Kelly Berardi. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.